The new music alternative, 95X. Hello, it's Michael with you, and it's kind of random tangents, but not really random tangents. Actually, as Melissa and I like to say, sometimes life happens, and life happened this week, so it's not random tangents in the sense that, well, Melissa isn't here, but we do have something special for you tonight. We're going to be spotlighting, actually, a couple of different artists. First, on the phone with us, we're going to talk with an artist, Michelle Arive, who is going to tell us about her new album. We're going to play some tracks from that. How are you, Michelle?
Hi, Michael. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Where are you calling from, and where do you live now?
I'm calling you from Portland, Oregon.
That's where you live?
Yeah, I had to add the Oregon part because I found out there's also a Portland, Maine, which I didn't know. So when I'm trying to, you know, do map searches, I have to make sure I actually have the right state.
And some of those like me who are geographically challenged in that we haven't been very many places, yeah, we might confuse that.
Right, exactly. Actually, I've been to a lot of places, so I don't really have an excuse, but I've never been to Maine.
Where are some of the places that you've been?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I've driven cross-country so many times, so all the states I've probably been in, other than New England, I've lived in several places. Originally, I'm from Miami. I grew up outside of Detroit. I've lived in Los Angeles. I've lived in New York City. I've lived in Tampa, Nashville. So a few shorter stays in some places. And I've been in Portland for, I got there here at the very end of February. Came straight from New York City. And just prior to that, I had been in Nashville for 4 years.
You've lived in some, like, really distinctive places, parts of the country.
Yeah.
I mean, you think New York, Detroit, Nashville, Florida, L.A., Portland, Oregon, those are all really distinctive. You have a certain vision that comes to mind when you think of each one of those places. Has that affected your music?
Yes, it has. I think it's kind of natural to sort of soak up your environment, you know, partly what an artist does, you know, he interprets interprets the world around them. There are different ethnic ideologies that you find in various cities that tend to become part of your thinking, whether you want them in your head or not, they just do. And yeah, so I would say yes, but I would also say that I think no matter where I was geographically, I'm the person that I am. You try to find the best ways and means to survive. And when you are living a life as an artist, I think it's very important to seek out the best environments for yourself. Just trying to find that right space and the right people to have around. And so far, I have to say, with all due respect to all the friends that I met and the venues that were supported and the various people I've met over the course of the last many years that I've been doing this, right out of the gate, so far, Portland seems to be the most agreeable. But yeah, it'll be nice to be what appears to be settled in for some time. So,
how would people describe your music?
You know, if I'm talking with somebody that I don't think is particularly savvy when it comes to genres and music, and they say, what do you play? I say rock and roll. you know, and that's understood. If they're a little more sensitive and aware, it's really, you know, it's got a lot of late 70s, early 80s, new wave and punk influences. It does get a lot of Blondie comparisons, although there's others. I hear the Smiths, or I'll hear Echo and the Bunnymen, or the Jam, you know, because you kind of get an idea of where that all lies. I do think that it's still quite my own sound and style, so I don't know what genre that specifically would be. It's just what I do. But, you know, I have people, you know, I heard Madonna, and I kind of bite my lips because I don't see it, but there's a similarity that they draw, and what can I do, you know? Or every now and again I'll hear like a Jewel or a Sheryl Crow, and that's not my particular cup of tea, but I think, you know, why I mention that is I'm finding when I get feedback from people that there seems to be something that resonates with people stylistically and I think lyrically, no matter what genre they like. I happened to meet a man the other day who I very rarely just hand CDs out. I'm sorry, you know, I need to make a living, but something told me to give this man a CD, and it did lead to something else. But he came back and he told me how much he loved Uncharted Territory, the new CD, and he's a country music fan, you know. When he goes to Nashville, he hangs out with Rascal Flatts. And one of his favorite artists is Kid Rock. And you know what? The guy loved the CD, and I'm not going to stand there and argue with him. He's like, well.
Well, Kid Rock has a lot of energy, and I would say your music has a lot of energy as well. So I can see someone who enjoys Kid Rock enjoying your stuff as well.
Well, there you have it.
Why don't we play
we have to see if Kid Rock would like it. That's the thing.
That would be interesting. And, you know, you could probably find him since you've lived in Detroit.
That's right. I'm sure that I could.
Well, the first thing...
Although I don't know if he's there anymore. Actually, I think they're in Nashville. Jack White's in Nashville. I left shortly... probably about a year after he got there and everybody got very excited about the whole thing.
Okay. So he's moving around also. You're in good company.
Yeah.
Well, your first single, Uncharted Territories, is also a very energetic track. So why don't we play a couple of tracks off of the album and start with the single, Uncharted Territories.
Sounds good.
Here's Michelle Arie with Uncharted Territories on the New Music Alternative 95X.